rehabilitation, and I got the same answer as what you're receiving today. So that's kind of the neighborhood concern, is the impact of just to the lake, to the way of life down there. There's not a lot of traffic that really comes during the summer. We get, you know, we call them the weekenders that come and, you know, do their weekend fishing. And but the ones that are permanently there all year, we're the ones picking up the trash. We're the ones cleaning up after everyone else leaves. So that's the big concern for the ones that are there full time.
Okay, thank you. Did we have one or two more? Yes, sir.
My name is John Byrosh, and I live a little bit west of there. My only concern is we're all agricultural, like you said, out there. And anybody knows that when you're around a farm, you have cattle, you have horses, you have pigs, and sometimes they don't smell the best. What's going to happen to zoning if they start complaining about the smell? That's all.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else? Ma'am, you want to come back up? So, Cody, on the, you know, the sheet that you had before, so if it got approved, C2 General Commercial District, can you, would you be able to bring up that form that would show?
A lot of uses in C2, a lot more permitted. So as we look down our chart, the P's will be permitted in this.
You can see that.
But there's a lot of stuff in the.
Yeah, place. I mean, if you started this venture and it didn't go, or say you got this zoning and then decided, oh, I'm going to sell it, it has that zoning, mm-hmm. then that's all the list of mm-hmm. things that the neighborhood can be looking at.
Right.
That would be a concern to me.
I understand that.
I will say this, depending on the scope of the project. Festival, I think, is the term you used.
Like Spring Festival.
Yeah, so
Boost.
That falls under special use. Mm-hmm. So depending on the scope of what you're proposing, and you have to sit down with a very detailed plan, it could require a CUP even on top of the zoning.
Even on top of commercial.
Yes, it could, depending on how the actual plan lays out.
Okay.
As far as the amount of people and how I determine that fits in with the community around.
Changing zoning is a very big thing. I mean, because it goes from what was agreed upon and what the neighborhood is to now there would be a big difference of going to commercial zoning. So that's it's a pretty big step there versus like a CUP.
But you do have the right to ask.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right. That's
yeah, for sure. So do we have any other questions for the applicant, or do we think we have enough information to get to a motion and vote?
Well, I just have a comment on that. It seems like the well hasn't been in use for some time. It says it has a sewer system on it. It would be very questionable if it hadn't been used in a long time. And I think before I could give any consideration on it, I would need to have assurances up front that the sewer and the well and this stuff would be done up front. We don't want one of those getting out here and going to do it all after the fact.
And
we can ask for that if we decide that
exactly.
we would be in favor of the project.
Did you have
have a specific goal in mind by looking at the rezone versus a conditional use permit?
Well, I did, but I thought the eventual, like the long-term plan, was to have a building there where people, you know, there's not much out there. And I thought people would be able to sell their wares, to have a restaurant, you know, to have some shops out there. And that's my goal, long-term. But short-term, I just thought we'd set it up and at least get farmers markets, you know, things like that going.
I can't really speak for everybody, but from my perspective, you'd have a better opportunity getting a CUP.
Thought about that.
Than a rezone.
But I did want a rezone because
I agree.
Wouldn't you have to eventually do that to have a building out there?
Yeah.
So I thought, why not just do it up front so we could, you know, work towards that.
Any other questions? Are we up for a motion?
You want my 2 cents worth?
You want to make a motion then discuss? Or
yeah, however you want to do it. We have to make a motion to approve it, right?
Correct.
I'll make the motion to approve it.
Got a motion and a second. Further discussion?
Further discussion. When we changed the zoning, you saw that whole list of things that could happen.
Yes.
That puts the camel's nose under the tent flap.
Mm-hmm.
And you are very likely in the top 1% of nice people in the planet. But the next guy that owns it, I don't know how many camels he's going to have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I make a comment about that?
Absolutely.
I mean, if this is family-oriented, I mean, it's my family. I mean, the ones underneath me are going to be in on this to start with, and I don't... Can't you set up something in your will to prevent all of that?
I don't have any idea.
Well,
I just know that the commercial zoning...
Exactly.
...is commercial zoning. And that building that you build for whatever purpose, the next guy can
right. Do
whatever,
I see
whatever he wants that's
we're
in it.
We're looking out for the whole area.
I get that.
We
and
have to look at it that way rather than the what is.
And down the road. And for what it's worth, I'm the representative for Big Creek, and most of the folks down there have their hair on fire.
All right, so we got a motion, second. Any further discussion? If hearing none, I'll read the specific rezone motion. Motion to recommend approval of application RZ025-020 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Kathy and Martha Stewart for the parcel located at 360 Lazy Acres Road, Pro Tem, Missouri, parcel 24-2.0-09-000-000-006.010 to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to C2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. Again, the motion is to approve. All those in favor of approving the motion, raise your hand and say aye. All those opposed, raise your hand and say nay.
Nay.
Motion's denied. Okay. And you guys can go ahead and head out once it's done. Now, ma'am, this was just a recommendation to the county commission, so you would want to attend the meeting next
Monday.
So it's just we're recommending not to approve it, but it'll be up to them to vote it up or down. So you get the opportunity to speak to them again, and you know if you can think of anything new or that you'd want to add to that, to the story, you're more than welcome to do
Thank
that.
You.
Okay? Good point. All right, we're down to 2025-010 for Terry's Rental and Storage LLC.
Okay. We had a late email that you guys kind of looked that over from a neighbor.
I'll look at it in a minute.
And it's pretty. Can you guys share that one?
Yeah, there you go.
Email help them.
My name's Terry Abbey, and I'm the one that's going to get the approval on what I need to get down here. So,
Terry,
I know it's already been 2 days, and I'm getting nervous now about that. You know, hopefully everything's okay.
If it makes you feel any better, you're a Mark Martin fan, so I'll probably be on your side.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, Terry, let me give you a little intro real quick.
So you know what's going on. You know it all too, if you want to, Cody.
Okay. CUP 2025-010, Terry's Rental and Storage LLC. Subject property is 2000 Shepherd Hills Expressway, Branson, Missouri, Branson Township, Section 36, Township 23, Range 22, to request. Terry's Rental and Storage LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for a single-family home located at 2000 Shepherd Hills, Branson, Missouri. Parcel number 07-7.0-36-000-000-002.026. The property is currently zoned C2. So let's kick on the zone there. So it's already been rezoned for commercial use. Property is 2.69 acres in size. City of Branson for the water, and it has septic for wastewater, according to the applicant. Like I said, so in a C2, it's a conditional use to get a single-family home. And I think when we speak with him, it's going to be half a hair salon and half residential.
Yeah, it's going to be about 20 feet, 20 by 16, it'll be about 320 square feet. That I want to designate for business, and then I will occupy the other part of the building.
Okay, so real quick, the property, City of Branson's right here. We got 248 going out of town, and if you come back down and hit Shepherd, right as you cross back over at the charcoal plant's right here, if that gives you an idea of where we're at. He's right across the creek there from yeah. them.
There's a, right there.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Isn't that rental right there? Isn't that a U-Haul?
U-Haul, yes.
That's U-Haul. It's right there. Yeah.
And then his property's right here.
Right there.
And that doesn't give it good justice. Pretty good slope here going down to the water.
Yeah.
And C2, so it's commercial with quite a few uses. Tough thing about commercial, it's hard to get a residential home in a commercial zone property. So this was his layout he gave me, roughly where the structure will be. That's the pump out tank or septic tank. And there's the connection to the pre-existing sewer laterals that is on the U-Haul property. And I'll let you guys discuss that with him. And Terry, I'll get it back to you.
Oh, okay. If there's any questions from any of you, I mean... It's going to be, it's going to be 50 by 16, and I've also, I don't know if I took, did you put down there that I was requesting the opportunity also to put about 4 cabins down along the creek? Did I show that on there?
You didn't write it down. I thought you were going to come back. All you say right here is single or CUPs for single family home.
Okay.
When you're
I'll have to get you another application on that.
Okay.
Though.
Okay.
But for right now.
But you've already got that use with the C2 for the nightly rental, so that's not a CUP request. That's just a building permit, as long as you've got the acreage and meet the density. This request is CUP based on a residential home in a commercial district.
Okay. Yep.
Looks like the sewer is going across the property line. The lateral field is on the other line, is that right?
Well, there's an access road right there. Okay. And the U-Haul dealership is the one that has the existing line that runs down there now. Now, I'm right on the border. On that, and then I could, the approval from him was that I could take my sewer line and run it down the road right then,